Good morning. I'm not really the moderator, but I guess it fell to me. Jessica Xavier from HRSA. This is Women in HIV, number 5116 in your program book. And it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Shun Zhang from Morehouse School of Medicine for our first presentation this morning.
Okay, good morning. Today, I was talking about racial ethnicity disparities in antiretroviral treatment among HIV-infected pregnant women in Medicaid from 2005 and 2007. And this work was guided by my director, Dr. Rust, who was sitting in the back, and also Dr. Felizola, and who is an expert in the Hispanic health and HIV prevention, and also a PhD student in University of Michigan, Charles. HIV and AIDS disproportionately affected African American and Hispanic population in the United States. In 2009, nearly half of newly diagnosed HIV cases are African American, and 20% are Hispanic. And the risk rate for African American to infected HIV is 6 times higher than non-Hispanic whites, and 4 times higher than 4 times higher for Hispanic population than non-Hispanic whites. Women represented 24% of newly diagnosed HIV cases in 2009 in the United States. And pregnancy adds additional public health concern to treating HIV because it is a way to prevent prenatal transmission from mother to infants. And antiretroviral therapy treatment, which was introduced in 1996, was considered as an effective way to control HIV. It can cure HIV, but it can prolong survival time, reduce mortality, and also can improve the the quality of life. And antiretroviral therapy treatment was recommended for all pregnancy women, especially during the third trimester. However, there are limited data available to analyzing the accessing of antiretroviral therapy treatment for HIV pregnancy women. Medicaid claim data, which has a large amount of low-income HIV-infected pregnant women, Medicaid cover nearly one-third of all births in the United States. And Medicaid claim data actually provide a detailed longitudinal records of healthcare utilization, diagnosis, and prescription drug usage across all medical settings. And the purpose of our study was to analyzing race ethnicity disparity of HIV pregnancy women in accessing antiretroviral therapy treatment. And our study design is a retrospective cohort study using the 14 southern states. This is a 2 years data from 2005 to 2007, and these 14 southern states actually cover nearly one third of all Medicaid population. Also, these 14 southern states cover nearly half of African-American Medicaid enrollees and more than 20% Hispanic Medicaid enrollees. And the patient selection procedure, the inclusion criteria, including the women should diagnosis with HIV and or AIDS. And also, these women should be given birth from 2005, April 1st, to 2007, December 1st. The reason why we excluded the first 3 months from 2005 is we need to check in them 14 weeks before delivery. So we do not have enough time for those women, you know, before that day for delivery. And another exclusion criteria is all these women should not Medicare and Medicaid dual eligible, because Medicaid claim data do not have, you know, complete records for this dual eligible patients. And antiretroviral treatment was examined using the antiretroviral therapy treatment during the 14 weeks pre-delivery period. That represented the third trimester period. And here's a procedure. For the 3-year data, we have 27 million Medicaid enrollees, which was really, really large. And 6 million have hospitalization. And nearly 2 million have, delivered baby during, from Medicaid. And of all these Medicaid enrollees, 4,175 have a diagnosis with HIV or AIDS conditions. Due to our inclusion and exclusion criteria, our final sample is 3,259. And there are actually 5 kinds of FDA approval antiretroviral therapy treatment and available in Medicaid. It's a nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors, non-nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors, and protease inhibitors, inhibitors, and integrase inhibitors. And actually, highly active antiretroviral therapy treatment, which was called HART, was defined at least 2 nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors plus 1 non-nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors and all other inhibitors. And if women have a claim in Medicaid with any antiretroviral therapy treatment, but except for HART, then she will define as suboptimal treatment. If women during the pre-delivery period she do not have any antiretroviral therapy treatment, then the woman will be defined as no treatment group. There are some other covariates in our study. Because the cesarean section is defined as an effective way to control the prenatal transmission, so we identify using the procedure code in Medicaid to find the cesarean section. And also, Medicaid do not have the viral loads and the CD4 counts in the data. So we're using AIDS defining condition, which was a criteria for listed for CDC. Using ICD-9 codes to define these AIDS defining clinical conditions. And also we're using a logarithm to calculate Alkhouser comorbidity index. And then dichotomize these variables. It's defined as yes, you have a comorbidity. No, you do not have a comorbidity. And also we aggregated the eligible months in Medicaid for the 3-year period. So the total, if the women are enrolled in Medicaid for all the 3 years, their Medicaid eligible months should be like 36 months for all the 3-year period. And then for the description analysis, we're using for numerical variable, we're using ANOVA, and for categorical variables, we're using chi-square. And for association analysis, we're using univariate and multivariate, multinominal logistic regression, and all analyses are based on SAS. Here is the table 1. It's this characteristics of the HIV of our 3,259 samples. We can find African American actually 72.6% of our sample, and non-Hispanic whites is 14%, and Hispanic is 10%. Actually, there's no differences with maternal age, and I think there's what we highlight here should be the enrolled months. For African American and non-Hispanic whites, the 3-year eligible months for Medicaid is 22.9 for African American and 21.2 for non-Hispanic whites. But for Hispanic population, we can see that for during the 3-year observational period, there are only 8.6 eligible months for Medicaid for those women. Here is a distribution of treatment among different characteristics. We can see that for Hispanic the total population do not getting antiretroviral therapy treatment during the 14 weeks pre-delivery period is 37.3%, and nearly 36.5% of those women getting the HART treatment. And Hispanic population, we can see that 73.4% of Hispanic do not get in any antiretroviral therapy treatment during their pre-delivery period. And for the eligible months we have mentioned, we can see that if you are enrolled in Medicaid less than 3 months, 95% of them do not get any antiretroviral therapy treatment. Here's the association analysis. I think I will mention the two results here, which was race, ethnicity, and eligible amounts in Medicaid. Even we control other covariates like age, gender, metropolitan area, and comorbidity, and all, you know, the present of AIDS conditions, Hispanic is like four times risk of not get any antiretroviral therapy treatment during the pre-delivery period. And if you are enrolled in Medicaid less than 3 months, the risk is 29 times higher risk than, you know, if you enroll in Medicaid, then, you know, have a longer period. So there are three main findings for this study. The first, there is a substantial portion of pregnancy women do not get any antiretroviral therapy treatment in Medicaid for these 14 southern states. Not mention, you know, you're getting, heart treatment. There is a smaller, you know, proportion of these women getting the heart treatment. And according to CDC statistic, there are only 28% of HIV-infected Americans are getting effective treatment. And since 1996, the breakthrough of effective antiretroviral therapy treatment was introduced, and it leads to a substantial HIV mortality in the United States, and unequal diffusion of treatments leads to widening race ethnicity disparity in HIV mortality. And actually, antiretroviral therapy treatment can effectively control the prenatal transmission of mother to infants from 25% to 2%. In our 3 year sample, it can project it like 300 children infection in the United States in these 14 southern states. And another important finding is actually, we find there is elimination of black and white race ethnicity disparities. While all we can see less, you know, disparity, you know, than general population in Medicaid, but there are persistent Hispanic and Latino, you know, race ethnicity disparity among these women. In this case, actually, Medicaid matters because it's eliminate or, you know, less, you know, the disparity of white and black. But, you know, actually, you know, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act of 2010 goes into effect next year, and over 6 million uninsured individuals expected to gain health insurance, you know, through the Medicaid expansion. However, there are, you know, inconsistent in states enrolled, you know, in expansion of Medicaid, that would represented, you know, the missed opportunity to achieve the equality in AIDS and HIV care in this country. Because, you know, Hispanic, like 70% of Hispanic women do not get any effective antiretroviral therapy treatment. So we try to explain why this happened. I think there are three levels. First level, there might be systematic level because Medicaid benefits ties to the length of stay in the United States. Even if you're getting, you know, the permanent residence here, I think there should be a restriction like you should be stay here like more than 5 years, or you can't get any Medicaid benefits. And also for Hispanic population, that might be, you know, lack geographically accessible service in Hispanic neighborhoods. And also for provider levels, as Hispanic population are growing larger and larger in this country, we're still lacking the bilingual services for the healthcare system. Also, for individual levels, there might be culture and language barrier for, or belief of, or other behavior, you know, barrier for Hispanic population to accessing effective antiretroviral therapy treatments. So, in attempting to explain why Hispanic population have a lower risk of accessing antiretroviral therapy treatment, we find a very low number of months enrolled in Medicaid. That may be, you know, explain why. And the timing, the initiation and duration of Medicaid enrollment can limit Hispanic women to access antiretroviral therapy treatment. And because some states offer Medicaid, emergency Medicaid eligibility, which means these women can go to Medicaid or hospital to access emergency, you know, Medicaid, but this only covers the time at the delivery or, you know, the time of labor. It's not covered for the any prenatal care for. So that might be explain, you know, those Hispanic population why do not get any antiretroviral therapy treatment. There are some limitation of using for this study because Medicaid claim data is collected for reimbursed and administrative. So it's not collected for research. So we do not have like education, viral loans, and CD4 counts, or duration of the illness, and the socioeconomic status. But actually, you know, if you enroll in Medicaid, you know, the socioeconomic status should be same because both of them are poor and underserved populations. And however, the implication of this study is Medicaid claim data can provide an important surveillance system for HIV treatment during pregnancy. And also, Medicaid can be effective public health resources to improve the rate of antiretroviral therapy treatment among these pregnant women. And then, you know, pretend, you know, reduce the mother-to-child transmission of HIV. Yeah, we will thanks AHRQ to support our study, and this study already published last month, so you can find online. Thanks. Questions? Yeah. Oh yeah, I do not say detail about how to define, you know, HIV treatment because in the Medicaid claim data there are actually 5 data files, so you should link them together. There's one is called prescription drug file, but actually in the prescription drug file you only have NDC code, and then we link the using the NDC code to connect it to another data set to. And then we select to find what actually the drug is. And we're using generic name to find all these kind of drugs. And then during the period, the 14 weeks pre-delivery period, we collected all the, you know, the prescription drug using during that period. And then, you know, using the criteria like the, you know, 2 nucleoside reverse transcriptors and, you know, to define heart and the suboptimal treatment.
So would it be possible for someone to have been prescribed medication and have medication stockpiled or whatever, or from other sources, but not have gotten it from through the Medicaid system?
Yeah, that might be, you know, the limitation of this study because we are using we only have Medicaid claim data, but at least in the setting of Medicaid, they do not get any you know, effective treatment. Yeah.
Right. So I mean, they're missing the ADAPT data, right?
Right.
I'm wondering if you could actually add in the ADAPT data somewhere.
Next week.
Okay.